KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 60 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 71. A flash flood watch is in effect for Cass and some area counties until 1 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, a Creston man was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a sexual abuse charge. Creston police say 21-year-old Matthew Davis was taken into custody at 900 South Birch Street on a charge of sexual abuse in the third degree. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold an electronic meeting this evening at 6 o'clock via YouTube, the link to which is in the same story on the news page. During their session, the board will act on approving the following resignations. That includes Justin Williams, 9 through 12 at-risk teacher and JV football and assistant tennis coach, Kathy Swinnerton, special education paraeducator, and Ernie Hawthorne, special education driver. And the board is expected to act on contract recommendations for Amberly Schekinger, 7th grade math, Liz Reed, 8th grade math, Brandon Baguette, high school language arts teacher, Bryce Casey and Kelly Jewell as summer groundskeepers. They'll also act on spring coaching contracts for Ed Denbesty, head boys golf, Kathy Hobson, head girls golf, Mike McDermott, head boys and girls tennis, Matt Mullinex, head high school girls track, Derek Hall, assistant girls high school track, Abby Becker, head boys high school track, Jeremy Blake, assistant boys high school track, Joe Brummer and Trace Peterson, middle school boys track, Casey Pelzer and Taylor Williams, middle school girls track. They'll also act on spring coaching contracts for Dan Vargason, assistant high school girls soccer, Warren Perkins, head high school boys soccer, and Matt Smith, assistant high school boys soccer. And these positions remained open at last report, assistant boys and girls tennis, and head high school girls soccer. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will receive a facilities project update, act on the purchase of a mower, act on a superintendent's contract for the coming year, approve a 2021 school business official contract with the CAM School District, and they're expected to approve allowing parents to transport their athletes to baseball and softball games in light of the COVID-19 restrictions and the issuance of permission slips for parents to sign related to that same thing. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved the latest version of the 5-year road improvement plan. The pandemic has created some uncertainty about state funding sources, but DOT planner Stuart Anderson says the commission had adjusted.
The forecast that the commission used were all done pre-COVID-19, and in discussions with the commission, they decided to continue using those forecasts for the development of this program. This is a 5-year program, and hopefully those impacts of COVID-19 don't extend for a real long period of that 5-year program.
Anderson says the Transportation Commission has, for the last several years, used a stewardship approach in setting projects.
Which really means putting more money into rebuilding and repairing existing roads and bridges, doing more modernization improvements along existing infrastructure.
New additions to the program this year include 6 lane improvements on I-35 in Polk and Story counties, I-74 Mississippi River Bridge replacement in Bettendorf, the I-83-80 interchange reconstruction near Iowa City, 6 lane improvements on Interstate 80 in Dallas and Johnson counties, I-80 Mississippi River Bridge replacement in Scott County, I-380 Tower Terrace interchange construction in Hiawatha, and the interstate system reconstruction in Council Bluffs.
The commission added some work to increase the resiliency of Iowa 2 down in southwest Iowa by the Missouri River. This is a stretch of highway that, with the flooding on the Missouri River becoming a more frequent occurrence, this highway tends to get overtopped by water. So this project will add some structures and increase the elevation of the roadway.
Anderson said the amount of money spent on the road plan has stayed pretty stable.
Last year's $3.5 billion, this year $3.6 billion. The state funding is relatively flat. We, of course, had the fuel tax increase in 2015, which provided a big bump in funding.
You can see the complete plan on the DOT's website, the link to which is in the same story on our news page. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports 8 people were arrested or cited from June 3rd through the 7th On Tuesday, Cass County deputies arrested 27-year-old Robert Paul Jones of Exira on an Atlantic Police Department Class C felony warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Jones was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on a $5,000 bond. This past Sunday, Cass County deputies cited 18-year-old McKenna Jade Carlton of Griswold for possession of marijuana first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. 19-year-old Levi John Clenda of Kimbleton was cited for possession of paraphernalia, and 16-year-old juvenile was cited for minor in possession of alcohol. All will appear in court at a later date. Last Friday, Cass County deputies arrested 23-year-old Michael Coates of Atlantic for eluding. He was later released on $2,000 bond. 24-year-old Blake Zwick of Atlantic was arrested on Atlantic Police Department Class D felony warrant for burglary in the third degree and two felony charges of theft in the second degree. Zweck was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $15,000 bond. And there were two arrests June 3rd in Cass County. 29-year-old Troy Garrison Romick of Elkhorn was arrested on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Garrison Romick was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $5,000 bond. And 60-year-old Daryl Armstrong of Nita was arrested on the 3rd for a violation of a no-contact order. Cass County deputies were also called to the scene of an accident around June 3rd at 4:20 p.m. at Chestnut Street in Anita. Their investigation determined a car driven by 53-year-old Diane Scarf of Anita was stopped at the stop sign northbound on Chestnut Street at the intersection with Main. The Fusion attempted a right turn onto Main Street when it was struck in the rear by a tractor driven by 23-year-old Zachary Ross of Atlantic. There were no injuries reported. Ross was cited for failure to maintain control. Damage amounted to $3,150. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.